watchdogs in the U.S. battle for the validation of religious freedom. A ministry closes dozens of child centers in Nepal. And needs continue in Pakistan. Details are next on Mission Network News' service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. President Obama is acknowledging the scope of the persecution of Christians, but it's not going quite far enough. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says last summer the president signed a bill creating a special envoy for religious freedom in the Near East and Southeast Asia, but the position has remained vacant.
This person would be responsible for monitoring religious freedom violations in this region and to see what is happening to Christians and notifying our government so they can have a realistic view of what's going on and be an advocate for those who do not have a voice.
So Open Doors launched a petition drive asking Obama to appoint an envoy.
We're asking Christians from around the world, and specifically America, to sign this petition, asking him to do more than just speak on behalf of persecuted Christians.
They're asking you to use your voice to speak out for the persecuted Christians throughout this region. We'll connect you to the petition at missionnews.org.
When we equip Christians by protecting them, we're allowing them to stay in these hostile areas. And as a result, we're seeing the gospel grow and thrive.
Right now, the struggle in post-earthquake Nepal is life and death. It's overshadowing a deeper struggle. For 7 years, the government has failed to establish a constitution. And without laws, Christians have been unprotected targets of persecution. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
it is particularly a source of frustration for minority members like Christians who want that constitutional protection put in place. They want to know that they have a system that says it's okay for you to be a Christian, it's okay for you to be a part of the minority, your rights will be protected.
Many people worry that the earthquakes have further delayed the process.
I think the concern is that with everybody's attention on the recovery effort and on rebuilding the country, that less attention will be paid to human rights and religious freedom and issues like that.
Ask God to strengthen these Christians despite the injustice and suffering they face every single day. You're listening to Mission Network News. A ministry to South Asia is closing 20 of its children's centers as risk runs high in Nepal. Danny Punos of Gospel for Asia.
The Bridge of Hope centers have to be closed for some time, and then we'll reopen as soon as things are able to be run without any fear of any aftershocks or things falling down on the kids. You know, our first concern is to make sure the kids are okay.
GFA's been on the ground since day one, meeting immediate needs and looking for ways to help long term.
This is the time to be Christ's hands and feet and to really just show compassion. You know, some of the people that we talk to, all they want is someone to sit next to them and just to be with them and to give them comfort at this time.
There are a couple of things you can do, too. Pray, give, and don't let your friends forget about Nepal.
A lot of times people see this as kind of just an awareness campaign, and they forget these are real people, and real people are suffering, real people have died.
Over a month ago, terrorists attacked two churches in Pakistan. While it's faded from the media's mind, many are still affected. An Operation Mobilization team member says people are traumatized and grieving the loss of loved ones. OM's bringing the love of Christ to families by supporting households financially, giving medical attention, and encouraging one another to stay strong. Now, believers need your prayer for peace and healing. Our website will detail more ways you can help. And Monica and Francisco became foster parents, almost by accident. The couple learned of a Buckner International program starting in Guatemala at a meeting, so they left their information with a worker. They didn't get their hopes up, but soon were asked to foster a 5-month-old girl. They saw it as an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ, and they took the girl in. Are you open to parenting possibilities? Click on the Buckner link at missionnews.org to learn more about fostering. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has 4 big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get your copy of the new 4 Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.